All right, so I was talking about at the beginning of the show, and for people who don't know, I just recorded episode number 4 of Out of Bounds with Johnny B. I'll be putting links up. To be honest, it's quite hard to find it when you search, because there are a lot of other podcasts with the same name, but hopefully I get enough subscribers and downloads that I'll start going to the top of that search sooner than later. But I'll be putting the links up later tonight for episode 4, and you'll be able to listen to the latest episode. And it's a football podcast, but really it's a Bucks podcast, because I talk primarily about the Bucks and things happening with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But I just wanted to leave it open. I didn't want to call it a Bucks podcast because, you know, I'm going to talk about other things in football. But, man, I did a deep dive and did a lot of research today. And I know I sound like a homer here, but I really believe this game is not going to be close, Will. I don't think it's going to be close. I'm watching all of these national pundits, and they're picking the Saints. And they're saying the same thing over and over again.
Oh, Saints own the Bucks. Tom Brady can't beat the Saints. Except for that one game in the playoffs when it really mattered.
But I said at the beginning of the show, this is not the same Saints team, not the same Bucks team. Both had different head coaches. A lot of different players. A lot of different players. So, you look at what happened last week. If you're just going by what happened last week with both games, Saints versus Falcons, Bucks versus Cowboys, the Saints were losing badly to one of the worst teams in the league. I mean, really bad team. Atlanta Falcons are a bad team. They're tanking. It's obvious. They got Mariota there for 1 year so they could just tank and then draft a good quarterback. That's why they let Matt Ryan go to the Colts. They're rebuilding. They suck. They sacked Jameis Winston 4 times, Will. Atlanta had the worst sack total in the NFL last year. For the whole season, they had 18 sacks for the whole season. They had 4 last week. So if Atlanta's getting to Jameis Winston, what do you think the Bucs are going to do? And when Jameis is under pressure, we all know firsthand how that goes. He loves to throw the ball to the other team. Loves it. So with that in mind, and the Bucs not allowing Dak Prescott to throw a touchdown, and of course knocking him out of the game, which is just more evidence that the Bucs are going to be in Jameis' face the whole time too. And by the way, 2 of those sacks that Jameis got sacked, I watched the game. They were his fault, Will. He did that Jameis thing where he just stays in the pocket, dancing.
Yeah, baby giraffe back there.
Yeah, dude. Tom Brady don't do that. Tom Brady gets the damn ball out.
Oh, dude.
You gotta really...
Yeah, he does now, especially.
Yeah. But they're going to have a game plan for the Saints. The Saints aren't the same team. Defensively, Cam Jordan out for Sunday. He's not playing.
Oh, that's huge.
That's very huge, okay? 2 of the defensive backs that used to give the Bucs most of the problems besides Lattimore don't play for the Saints anymore. Their safeties, gone. One's to the Eagles and one went somewhere else. Gone. So that's a whole different dynamic. Their defensive line, not what it used to be. Didn't look great. Cordell Patterson, the guy was he's been a wide receiver almost his whole career. Just started playing running back for the Falcons last year out of necessity. Ran 120 yards on the Saints. Mariota ran 79 yards or 81 yards on the Saints. Like, the Saints used to have this stout run defense. They didn't show it last week. Leonard Fournette ran 125 yards on the Cowboys, who have a better defense than the Falcons. So when you look at all the variables, you look at all the matchups, looks real good for the Bucs. And go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, it's tough because we're 1 week in. Everybody overreacts. You know, Dak got hurt, but he didn't get hurt till the end. I get it. And I kind of want to see, you know, it's kind of a shame for the Bucs that Dak got hurt, because we're not going to be able to see what the Cowboys are really made of now. I mean, now you got Cooper Rush, whatever his name is, at quarterback. He's not, I don't think he's going to do anything unless he's some anomaly. You know, there's been a few of those from time to time. But the Cowboys are probably not going to be good over the next few weeks. And I would have been interested to find out if Dak was playing this coming week, whoever they're playing. What
Cincinnati.
They would be. Cincinnati. It would have been a good game if Dak was in there. But now we're not going to know. So this is going to be I heard Alvin Kamara is questionable, too, for New Orleans. Yeah. They're running back.
He's banged up.
Everybody's banged up already. A lot of Buccaneers are banged up, too. Leonard Fournette's got a hamstring going on right now. You got Julio Jones in practice all week.
No, he practiced. He practiced today and yesterday. He's fine.
Full participation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's fine.
Great.
I mean, like same thing. They put Mike Evans as questionable because of his calf. This happens every week of every game, every season. Especially when you have a veteran, you know, Julio Jones has been playing for, you know, 11 years, 12 years. They're going to let him sit out if he's even a little bit dinged up. You know, Brady was, partial participation for the first couple of days this week. So it's really just kind of erring on the side of caution with these guys. I knew when I started when I saw the injury reports, you know, earlier on, that the only ones we had to worry about was Godwin and Donovan Smith. And Godwin's definitely out, ruled out for Sunday. Mm. And Smith is doubtful. So I think we'll be fine. It is, but Josh Wells really didn't do that bad, honestly, against Micah Parsons. And here's a cool stat, Will. I'll throw a couple more at you, the reason why I think the Bucs are going to destroy the Saints. If they keep Brady upright, and I think they're going to, when Tom Brady is sacked two times or less, he's 24-3. That's his record since he's been with the Bucs. Here's another stat I really like, too. When the Bucs run the ball more than 25 times, they've lost four games since Tom Brady's been with the Bucs. And you know they're going to run the ball on the Saints. And my favorite stat, it's all about discipline, Will. Last week on the game one, and the Bucs always have problems with penalties. Always. Game one, they had five penalties for a total of negative 25 yards. No penalties post-snap. All pre-snap, it was false starts and one offsides on defense. Not a single pass interference. Not a single holding. Nothing like that on the defense. Defense was almost spotless when it comes to discipline. The Saints, they had 99 yards in penalty yards, and they had eight penalties. So they almost doubled the Bucs in the number of penalties, and they had four times the yards as the Bucs did in penalties. So if you're going by discipline, if you're going by turnovers, the Saints had, I think they turned the ball over four times against the Falcons. The Bucs had one turnover against the Cowboys. All of these things play in. It's who's going to be the most disciplined, who's going to take care of the ball, who's going to run the ball better, and then you go matchup for matchup. You want to make it real simple? Go position by position. All right? Quarterback, who's better, Tom Brady or Jameis Winston?
Tom Brady.
Thank you.
Tom Brady, yeah.
Okay, wide receiving core. Even with the hurt Chris Godwin, I'll take Mike Evans, Julio Jones, and Russell Gage over Michael Thomas, Jarvis Landry, and a rookie, Chris Olave.
Chris Olave's
all day
good.
Long.
I will say they're good. And all the wide receivers are good. Jarvis Landry
they are good.
Michael Thomas is good.
Yeah, but Mike Evans and Julio Jones are both going to be in the Hall of Fame. Both of them. Both of them. And Julio looked ridiculously fast last week. Did you see they clocked him at 20 miles per hour on that fly pattern he got?
No, I didn't see that. Pretty fast.
For a guy in the league as long as him, that's super fast. They're running sweeps with the guy. So, there you go. Running back. Who do you like better? A banged up Kamara or Leonard Fournette?
Who else does New Orleans have? Sorry, I got ice in my mouth.
Mark Ingram. Oh, let me throw you some stats out just to help you out. Last week, Alvin Kamara against the Falcons had 39 yards rushing. The other running back, Mark Ingram, against the Falcons, had 22 yards rushing. The leading rusher for the Saints against the Falcons was Taysom Hill, who had a long of 57 yards on one of his plays. But yeah, Kamara, the guy that should be in jail for almost killing a guy in Vegas, only had 39 yards against the Falcons, who aren't close to the Bucs. The Bucs have the number one defense in the league right now because they're the only team in the first week that didn't allow a touchdown. So I'm not worried about the Bucs defense against that offense. Sorry. The first three quarters against the Falcons, they were inept. They did nothing. They only put any stats on the board in the fourth quarter because the Falcons went to a prevent defense the entire quarter. It's gross. So I think the Bucs are going to beat them 31-17, and I'm giving
the
Saints 17, and I'm being generous with that. It might be way worse.
If you're that confident, you better go place that bet somewhere.
I'm not kidding. I'm thinking about putting like